and welcome to the Quantum Shift Summit, where we're discussing how to hack the field, the quantum healing way. And today, it is my great joy and my great honor to bring Jasmine Menke, who is a very inspiring figure to me, because Jasmine takes the energy, embodies it, and brings it to the next level. That's my description. And she's a very beautiful young woman who is actually an eight-figure mentor, impressive, and part of the Forbes 30 to U30 lister. So she was recognized by Forbes as one of the top mentors in the world, really. She's an international best-selling author and speaker, and the founder of Wealth Being, and the inventor of the Hypnodance Method, which we're going to be discussing today in depth. And Jasmine has helped thousands of people throughout the world to harmonize their life and bring joy, health, and happiness into their lives. So welcome, Jasmine. It is such a beautiful experience to see you thriving in so many ways.
Thank you so much, Helen. I'm so grateful to be here with you again. I love talking with you, and I love that we've been connected for so many years now. And it's always such an honor and pleasure, and I'm so excited to explore a conversation today.
And what, so you represent an embodiment of abundance, is the word that comes to me. And that's a beautiful experience, I think, for everyone. But what does it really mean to be rich in all areas of life?
Honestly, the word abundance in itself is dancing with life through joy, through the ebbs and flows, and being fully free and liberated to see things as you desire them to be in your own mind. Because when you open up and you allow your frequency to raise your energy into the places that usually you won't be able to go into, you will truly be free because you'll be liberated to be yourself. So that's truly the first component of what your and I, both of our works do together. That's why it complements each other so well. That's the first component. So I think being rich truly means that you are rich in time, you're rich in love, and you're rich in health. Because my conscious millionaire clients and high net worth individual clients know that there's no amount of money that can bring health and our loved ones back. Because when I lost my dad, I was only 10 years old, and I realized there's nothing that I can do in this world to bring him back. No matter how good my school grades were, no matter how well I did with anything in my life, health is the real wealth. Now, with that being said, there's a big movement that is going on right now, and there's a lot of people who are prioritizing their health to the point where their wealth suffers. And that's why, because they're not showing up, they're like, oh, I don't feel it. They only are very in their feminine energy, instead of also having the resilience and the tenacity. So that's why the Hypnodance Method is actually a form of mentorship infused with movement and music and binaural beats and frequencies, best used with a very specific technology that I'm sure all of our beautiful viewers know about, a beautiful combination to really enhance your frequency, but also get mentorship from the best mentor in the world, which is your higher self. So it's exactly that, right? It is that raising the frequency. And that's truly what will make you rich. But it makes you rich in love, in money, in health, and in happiness. Because when you fully feel free to express who you are and what you desire to be, that's when you truly will become rich and abundant. And you create abundance, which is obviously a little wordplay with the Hypnodance Method.
Oh, I love that, because when you become rich, when you become free, that's the true wealth, actually.
Yes.
And that's what the liberations, well, so in our work, we've been realizing that so much of the memory is stored, the trauma memory, in the sacrum, in the psoas, in the lower chakras. It's very tight. And my guides keep showing me this unlocking that we have to undo and unlock these energy centers. Because when we were taught, and you know, our mothers were innocent, but they taught, they really, I think many mothers taught repressive energy. So that, how do you see when you start to liberate through dance and movement, how do you see the karmic codes releasing, like the deeper stored traumas?
Yeah, so I think this is a good, beautiful thing, because dancing is not like, you can't really do it right or wrong, only if you do it like for performative reasons. It's like everybody can dance because it's almost like our frequency inside of our body. It's so happy that the body wants to do some kind of weird emotions, you know, and it's like actually weird. Like if you actually, for example, now, let's say I'm getting up and I'm moving and I'm making all these like very silly kind of dancing movements, where it's like usually when we are seated and we are actually just focused on like being so like stagnant and like that all day long, it's very robotic if you think about it. So when we allow ourselves to go against what we've been told from our mind of like, oh, you have to sit at a table and be a certain way, or when you're at an interview, you have to sit a certain way, that's when we are part of like the system of like, this is how you are meant to be, this is what you should be doing. But when you allow yourself to be free in your body, you will move your body and you actually release stored trauma inside of your body as well, because it's energy in motion that creates emotion. That's why I've created songs such as From Grief to Gratitude, From Jealousy to Joy, that help you alchemize your emotions. Because let's be honest, emotions are the reason why people are overweight, because they eat to release the guilt, the shame on low frequency on the energy scale. I literally had my test done. My doctor from a holistic health practice, he's even seen the differences in my own frequency of vibrating as a resonance of love and patience and peace and, you know, enlightenment. So it's like literally going from up the emotional scale from like fear and worry and all these emotions. So it is possible to release that trauma, because our body is, you know, the biochemistry will be adopting a new way of living, of being. And then, because even when you just spend 15 minutes or less a day with the hypnodance method, you will rewire your body because it's stored in the body. And that's why it's so important that you don't just sit and listen to a podcast or listen something passively, because then it's not the embodiment of it and it doesn't actually get unlocked. It's actually that movement, that free, even if you're just a little bit swaying or something, it will shift your vibration, because again, energy in motion equals emotion. And it goes back to our families, because it's like we're so on autopilot all the time. You do it because you were trained that way from your parents, whatever. But when you kind of break out of the system of the mind, you will be leaving the past behind. And that's when things will change.
Beautiful. I love that. And how do you see the frequencies shifting in terms of brainwaves when people do hypnodance? Where do you see the movement in the body shifting, the brainwaves?
Yes, this is, yeah, please. So I think the most, yeah, no, I think this is really good, because when you move your body, you are not so focused on your mind. Like, let's say, for example, now, even our beautiful listeners, if you're moving your hands a little bit, you're less in your head, you're more like in your body. You focus on other different things. Now, when you add music as well, you're not stuck in the mind. You see how you're distracting your mind a little bit? But then you have NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is obviously there to help you rewire and shape. And you have the different music with the frequencies. And then you move to it, you break your patterns. And that's how you start rewiring and forming new neural pathways, because you are allowing yourself to completely see things differently than you've ever done before. You start noticing things you've never noticed before. You start attracting things differently, because all of a sudden you go into abundance, into a creative flow, rather than from lack of not seeing what isn't possible or what's not there or what's missing. But instead, because you feel free, you feel more open, your energy, your chakra, all of your energy centers, they realign and open up to actually see things differently. It's almost like you can see the world in more color after a hypno dance. And I get that feedback a lot. And because, and this is why it's not some airy-fairy, let's say, situation that, you know, I just kind of pulled out of a hat. I literally created this for my grandmother, where our doctor called and said, oh, she has early signs of dementia. And I was like, no, This is not what we are going to be witnessing or experiencing whatsoever. But instead, I did research and I realized, okay, you know, it's important to learn new things, to move the body, to listen to upbeat music and to be happy and remembering and training the mind. And that's how it all started. And I've produced an amazing song for her. That's how Hypnodance started. And I was like, wait, if this works in health, what about wealth? So I started producing a track called Manifestation. And it's a 12-minute activation, which is with Sanskrit mantras. And, you know, obviously my coaching and mentorship. And that's why it's not, I'm some random dude on YouTube to say like, oh, I'm rich. No, like I've created the wealth. So I'm giving you the little whispers of the universe, putting them in the songs to really help you focus on the right things that will attract the results, the wealth, my own journey of releasing 50 excess weight, the health, the love, the healing, the patterns. It's like everything gets to be alchemized. And that's why I know this work works. It's because it has a specific result and outcome attached to it, which in this way is healthy because, again, we want to see the results from, you know, actively working out the mind, body, and soul in less than 15 minutes a day.
In less than hours. Absolutely. Instead of going to the gym for hours, or just, no, this is a beautiful thing because also it has been the magic of the ages. We've always used dance. And so it's beautiful. Your re-expression of it is
in
a very ancient tradition where, you know, in relationships and in courts of kings and so on, there was always dance and music. So this is a liberation of the human spirit, as I see it. And what I want to talk to you about now, though, is how this impacts the field, because I've noticed, and it's so interesting that we're in alignment on this, because the next thing that I wanted to study was I was a dancer growing up, and I was even at the level where I was actually choreographing. So, and performed on the Boston Conservatory stage. So at 11, so I'm very familiar with dance, but then as we get trained and we get trained to sit and talk and meet, and we lose that connection with the body. And one of the biggest problems I'm seeing right now is the tendency in people to become ungrounded, like not grounded in their body, not so they're watching too many podcasts or something, but they're ungrounded. They're not fully experiencing. And one of the main things about this time we're in is that you have to feel your body to know the choices available. So let's talk about how getting grounded in the body makes the choices more clear. Because right now, if you're not, the way things are shifting, the environment is shifting so that you need to be to stay aware of your options, of the frequencies, of the choices you're making, because they're much more powerful. And finding yourself located solidly in the body is what will allow you to make more evolved choices. So talk to me about that how does doing hypnodance align us with our bodies and the field so we make better choices?
This is the incredible question. I love this question. I love the questions you asked, by the way. They're so on point and so helpful. Like, oh my God, yes. So it's really helpful for you to come back into your body, because most of the time we actually feel disconnected, and there's so many easy ways to dissociate. Scrolling on social media, being busy with other things. It's like we actually don't really take time to intentionally connect and enjoy life. If, you know, we're in a state of abundance. So when we move and we hypnodance, when we hypnodance and abundance, we actually allow ourselves to get grounded and come back to one's self. And to come back in focus. So this truly is so important, because when we are more grounded and focus on the fear self, but the higher self, then of course we're going to make better decisions, which will create better results, is become one with yourself and you actually trust yourself as well at the same time. And that truly is the key, because when you see that everything is prosperity, you will act accordingly. So you allow yourself to see all the things that you desire, and that's when you start reaching higher, and your own desire will inspire others to reach higher, meaning that they're really raising the frequency and the standard and the bar, instead of being there in their mind like, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? What do you think? What do you think? But hypnodance brings you back, because it's a one-on-one, you know, abundance with God, the universe, Mother Nature, the you inverse that lives within you of that. And then bringing back the human that we've been gifted for this lifetime to really connect and be one with them, instead of being in a disconnect of trying to source our own power elsewhere, of trying to source it from external things and needing to feel something that, you know, we are avoiding or something like that. It's like, that's the dissociation. And that's why myself, I'm a conscious millionaire, because I'm here, I'm focused, I'm present, I'm with you. And I think that's the richest form of being, of fully being alive in the present, in the moment, right now. And that's truly the only gift that we have. Yes.
It truly is the only gift. And I want to go just one step deeper, because what I'm seeing in my own audience and clients is this profound disconnection with their soul, with their spirit, and also with their body. So it's soul, spirit, body. And in order to embody or even attract abundance and wealth, you need to be in the vehicle that we own to some extent. We're only here 5% actually in this embodiment, but we need to be fully here in that. So that disconnection that we're attempting to address is largely frequency. Also, I did want you to talk about your take on this, that as the frequencies on Earth change, people are feeling like they're going crazy. And I think especially women who are waking up super fast, which is one of the reasons that I was inspired to do this summit, is that I kept on seeing that there's this disconnect also between men and women sometimes, because the women seem to be receiving the awakening energy faster. They're more receptive. And no offense, there are also some very evolved men, but there's a dynamic going that's pretty consistent, where suddenly the woman is talking to angels in the middle of the night and the man is thinking, oh, she's losing it a little bit. And there's this concern in the marriage. So I wanted you to address the new frequencies and how it's not craziness, but there is a quantum leap to, and this I think is what your dance, what you've created is trying to accelerate the speed, because you move fast, I can tell. So you create fast. And in great joy, by the way, which I love your images. You're always happy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You express joy, which I love. And because I think there's not enough of it on Earth, and not enough, you know, joyfulness and just simple gratitude. But so, long-winded question. In this time of metamorphic change, when people, and when your sanity is actually being challenged, how do we address the frequency change, or how do you see the dance addressing the frequency change so that it stabilizes the energy instead of doing the opposite? Because I think that's where people are concerned in today's world, is that they could get more destabilized.
Really, I really, really love this question also. And yes, I agree. There's a fear also there of like, what if I evolve so much that my partner can't keep up? Or what if I shift and I really like, I go crazy or whatever. And I think that's where the community aspect of my work and my brand Wealth Being is a huge part that plays a role in this. I create daily secret locations for my HypnoDance members of dancing with us, whether it's virtually, it's always going to be virtual and in person. And it's the most incredible thing, so that you know you're not crazy and you're not alone. And I think that's a real... And you're not alone in your own world, because it's like when you get to feel high on life together without needing substances to get on that frequency and realize that there's so many others like you, that gives you a sense of safety in your body as well. And it also pulled you back into the real world because it's like real human beings. It's not just the virtual world. It's not just like external connections, but it's like, wow, there's so many of us. Wow, I really feel connected. So that's why the community aspect inside my work is a key component. It's like the realness about real human things. And I think that's why it's so profound and so important in my work, that it's like actual real daily life things and the mentorship and the coaching. It's yes, on a frequency level, but it's also like, you know, just human things that we need to address. And I think that in itself is already helping them feel more grounded and safe. Because in the end, it's like, you could feel so high and ungrounded that you don't feel safe in the real world and you live in your own world. And that obviously can be dangerous when you don't have the right mentorship, support and guidance and people that you love and a sense of community, you know, because it's important for us to not isolate. And I think that's a really, really big part of my brand for that exact reason. It's to feel connected and be willing to be seen by the right people. And one of my favorite quotes that I'm going to leave you all with is, how are you expecting to be found if you're not willing to be seen?
Ah, that's a beautiful quote. If you're not willing to show up to be seen. Oh, I love that.
For the real you. Yes.
The real you. Oh, this is beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you have taken your work to this level because it's so needed at this time that we ground the enlightenment energy and take these steps into a new future. So I want to
literally.
Literally.
Yes.
Yes. So who are you becoming your new future self? Yes. So your special gift that you're sharing, did you want to make a few words on what you're sharing, your gift today?
I would be honored to. So first, you are my gift. Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're my gift.
Thank you. So that's so beautiful. I love that. And I think being in an energy of that, that's why also our beautiful viewer here right now, we can sense your energy. And I want to give you the gift of a warm virtual hug, of just knowing that you actually matter to us more than you know sometimes. But without you, all these beautiful summits and things in my work, and I'm sure also for Lena, wouldn't be the same. So first, we want to say thank you for being here with us. And thank you for taking the time to watch until this point and investing in you, trusting in you, and dedicating the time and energy and being a big part of our beautiful work as well. So thank you for that. And then I do have a tangible gift as well that I'd love to gift you. And it's the 30-day Manifest 3 Wishes Hypnodance Challenge. It is one of my signature soundtracks that helped me take my own business to 8 figures, because before that, I didn't understand what was possible until I connected to that higher frequency. I've truly opened up and it cleared all the pathways. So now being on my least path of least resistance to more wealth, health, love. And the 30-day challenge will help you manifest your 3 biggest dreams. Our clients have manifested their fiancés. They've released up to 27 kilos in excess weight. They have manifested their dream houses, the sponsors for their events, like anything that you want. And I'd love to gift you that completely free of charge as just being a thank you for being part of the summit and taking the time and creating a ripple effect in the field, in this work, for all of us together for the highest good. So I'd love to extend this gift for you. And I really can't wait to hear about all your beautiful manifestations and, you know, you actually taking the time of less than 15 minutes a day of, you know, abundance into hypnodance all the way.
That is so beautiful and so inspiring. I want to thank you for doing your work and sharing it with us in such an effortlessly elegant way. Thank you.
I love that. Thank you so much as well for having me. And I look forward to connecting on beautiful ways from here. Thank you.
Thank you, Jasmine. We will see you very soon.